Hello?
Hello, my name is Liz. And I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Okay. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I mean, in a bad way? The biggest issue? Let me see. The way the Democrats are ruining this state.
Mm-hmm. Would you say maybe economy, education, healthcare, or anything like that? Time?
Economy, education. Okay. Yeah, healthcare, all of it. They're ruining it.
Okay, but what is the biggest?
The biggest, oh, I suppose education.
Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environment issue?
The most important environmental?
Yeah.
Do you mean like climate change or something like that?
Yes. Water pollution, climate change?
No, that's dumb. No, it's not important to me.
Okay.
It's hyped up.
What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Are you aware of it?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Medical, manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
What about refining?
Fair.
Agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Forest products?
Fair.
Mining?
Fair.
Electric utilities?
Not so good. Less than fair. I don't know how to answer that.
Poor? Okay.
Poor.
How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? U.S. Forest Services. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Forest and timber industries.
Good.
Environmental groups.
Poor.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Fair.
And County Land Departments.
What was that last one? I didn't catch it.
County Land Departments.
Could you spell that? I'm not quite sure.
Yes. County Land, L-A-N-D, Departments.
Oh, fair.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how important do you think the forest products industries, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, it is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say very important, somewhat important?
Very important. Thank you. Very important.
How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Very significant, somewhat significant, not so significant, or not significant at all?
Would you repeat that? I didn't catch that.
Yeah. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future?
Significant.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same, or fewer?
The same.
Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in 1970s?
I don't know how to answer that.
More, fewer, about the same?
About the same.
Okay, and do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in
yes.
the future?
Yes.
Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, not impact, or negative?
Positive.
Okay. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Would you repeat that?
Yes. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes, I think it's possible.
Possible. Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees from commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I'm for it. I'm positive.
Okay. Some forest land is currently set aside from the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for wood and paper products or not?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Do you feel that is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
True, I do.
You feel that is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota?
It's appropriate.
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of the economic activity and environment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, significant component, a minor component?
Major. It's major.
State? Okay. Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operator and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of a state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities providing 200-plus hours certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investments creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. We're almost done. I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create a new training program directed to meet the needs of the producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed to forest industry to include urban migrants and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child, and education issues.
Support.
Get in school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Some college.
Your age, between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. Oh, how would you describe the community where you live? A large city? Suburban, small town, farm,
small
or
town.
Rural? Okay.
Small town.
Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to
$74,000,
thank you. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional, white-collar professional, business management or administration, or retired homemaker, student, or not employed?
Is that for both of us? Did I answer for my husband or just for me?
For you.
Education.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your, can you just one moment? Okay, that concludes with our survey. I thank you for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.